May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Sometimes I wish I could see, like in a cartoon, a little thought bubble over every one of your heads. You heard the readings. Vanity of vanities. You can't buy your own life. Then Jesus gives this parable about riches. The parable which is known is the one about the old rich fool. What on earth is this going to be a stewardship sermon today? And I would say it's always a stewardship sermon. But not if you think stewardship is about how much money you give the church or about how many charitable donations you make in your lifetime. Stewardship is about how you use what you have. And what you have is a heart and a soul and a life. And you do not know when it will end. So, stewardship. How are you going to use what you have? How do you know how to use what you have? The Old Testament passage, we skipped the verse in our lectionary, but this is the son of King David, one of his many sons, who had everything. And at some point passed on the reins of power and spent his life pondering what really matters. I guess he didn't go to church very much or to temple. But he asked the questions. And at the end of the day, he determined that the things he thought were important really were not. That power and status and his possessions really didn't matter at the end of the day. There's a whole book that goes on with all the things he learned. But we have it set in the scriptures for us today because we need to think about what matters. We need to think about stewardship of our lives for the time that we have. You may have heard me say before that a parable has a surprise at the end. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a parable. It's confounding because if you were one of the listeners in the room where Jesus said whatever he said, you already thought you knew how the story was going to end. And then there's a surprise at the end that turns something you assumed was normal and true upside down. What was normal and true was the assumption that the rich were rich because God blessed them, and that the poor were poor because of something they had done or something their parents did, and that somehow God was punishing them. And Jesus throws it right out on its ear because he tells a story of an exceedingly rich man. Who God chastises for his narrowness and his self-centeredness. And then he takes his life. If you pay attention in the parable, is the problem that the man is rich? Is the problem that I have too much or you have too much? Or that you have been more skillful in your life and business than others? Take the bulletin home and read it, because this fellow is quite certain, this rich man is entirely certain that everything is his and his alone. My farm, my produce, my barns, what will I do with all that is mine, mine, mine? Nothing in the Hebrew Scriptures teaches that it's all ours. It's really just ours to use in the way that we should, in ways that bring about life and wellness for everyone. Nothing wrong with having lots of wealth. Something entirely wrong with being too stupid to know how to use it. To build up the welfare of the common good. To build up the community where no one is meant to be hungry or naked or without shelter. Where every stranger is to be welcomed and cared for. And in the Christian faith, what we learn is that the other is not just separate from us. The other is us. That Christ, through baptism, is in you, living in you. And until you embrace the Christ within you, I do not know how you will see the Christ in the person next to you or across from you or at the cash register at the store or anywhere else in life. How you steward your life, how you use it, no matter how much you have or don't have to spend, is entirely in your hands. That's one of the things that in Ecclesiastes he laments, is that God has given this thing to humans that is really too difficult to bear. It's to figure out how to live. But that is the gift. We are free agents. We have been shown what love looks like. Jesus has shown us what it looks like, who our neighbor is, and who it isn't. You remember that story? It's everybody. And it's our job to figure out, how do I see the Christ in me so I can see and seek and serve the Christ in you, whoever you are. So yes, this is a stewardship sermon. And yes, it does take your gifts to make this place happen and to do ministry. But at the end of the day, remember that we all are ministers. We all have gifts. And I can't tell you how you're supposed to use yours. That's something that you have to struggle with. But remember this parable when you do. Because this man had his life snatched away after he had focused on no one but himself. Amen.